Been right now, Tom Ceratore is with us. Talk about gut check time, Tom. You guys came through with flying colors again tonight, dealing with the kind of adversity that you had there with five defensemen and everything else. But congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Schultzy.
As the game is progressing and you're down now a defenseman and all the things that are happening, how chaotic was that bench?
Pardon me, Schultzy, I didn't hear. I'm sorry, Schultzy. It broke up on me right there. One more time, sorry.
How chaotic was the bench?
Not bad. I mean, the biggest thing was it was just I just felt it was the total opposite of last night's game. It was so tight checking last night. And, you know, tonight there was just it was sloppy and there was a lot of mistakes both ways. And, you don't know how things are going to go. And, you know, Dylan got injured right there. That was tough, but it was near the end of the third period. So, again, I don't think by us going to five at that particular time, I don't think it really played that much of a role.
You guys got on the board early against these guys. That obviously helps, but a good time for Mike Soucier to get his first career goal.
No, it was. And we talked about that particular play that we just wanted to get inside. We just wanted shots. And Jordan got the little space. He came into the zone. All we wanted, we said, get pucks on net and we'll play, just pad pass. And that's what Jordan did. He just put it on the pad, and we double drive. We work on it so hard. And again, it's not brain surgery. Just put a puck on net and get guys driving, and good things happen.
Fans may look at the stats this weekend and say, "Wow, they didn't score a power play goal." Is that more on you, or just how good they are defensively?
Well, I'll tell you, I thought the one power play we were might have been the best puck movement and scoring chances we had the whole year. And we have five shots on net, Schultzy, in the second period right there, and we just couldn't convert. And then eventually, what happened is we hit Harmsey, and then obviously the next pass went out of the zone. But I mean, we couldn't ask for anything better. But yeah, they were aggressive. But again, we made plays. We just didn't convert. So not worried.
That one power play, you didn't even get it into the zone hardly.
Yeah, that was the one in the third period. We just we were discombobulated right there, big time.
Nate Arntz had been snake bit a little bit, hadn't scored a goal yet this year. That was a great pass to him. I didn't even see who made the pass to him, but great pass and great finish.
Well, it was just a high stretch play, and we really wanted to. We stretched all weekend, Schultzy, because they pinched so hard on the wall, and we just wanted to stretch, and we wanted to get pucks behind their defensemen and win foot races. And our guys did an outstanding job executing that.
You don't have to comment here if you don't want to, but I am imagining that you couldn't be prouder of this team based on these last 2 weeks and what's been asked of them and what they've accomplished.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you go to Fairbanks, Alaska, and you come to Mankato, and you take 11 out of 12 points. I mean, that's icing on the cake, and that's gravy. And those guys, it's a testament to those guys. We got a good locker room. We had good kids, and they work hard. And they're making believers out of people.
See you at home next week.
All right, Schultzy.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.